You ready? You're listening to the Real Pineapple Podcast Network. Having a great night, day, weekend, whenever you're checking this out. I've got a review for the latest Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. The film is coming out July 26th, I believe. But this is the official trailer. Let me check. Yeah, July 26th. So about 3 months. That's coming up quick. What is time anymore? So, the trailer in question, I just wanted to go ahead and point out what I noticed in the trailer, do my classic Hunter big swings as far as what I could potentially see happen. So, let's go through it. So, as the trailer kicks off, we go ahead and we're starting off in a bar. I did think it might have been the St. Mary's Bar or whatever, but if you look at the decor, it's totally different. Possibly another timeline version of it, but most likely not. But you see the Canadian flag in the background there. Of course, Hugh Jackman being Canadian, but Wolverine also being from Canada. Nice little nod there. So the bartender tells Wolverine to get the fuck out of his bar. The way that the camera shot starts off with Deadpool coming in the frame. First off, I love that side shot, the way he kind of almost like morphs in the frame. I thought that was a very Deadpool shot. But if you notice, at this point, Deadpool already has the new suit, the TVA appointed suit. It looks like. So we're probably a decent amount of time to the film, maybe 20, 30 minutes. And so Wolverine and Deadpool, they're having their conversation, yada, yada, yada. And so Wolverine goes to stab him to use his claws. And the claws come out super slow, very reminiscent of Logan, leaning more into that old man Logan aspect. A great Deadpool line at the 22-second mark, whiskey dick of the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40. That shit had me, that shit had me rolling. I fucking love that line. Wolverine goes ahead and retorts by saying, you know, you don't want this. And I love the shot at the 28-second mark, where it says smile, wait for the flash on Deadpool's gun as he goes ahead and puts it, to Logan's head. And what I love about this sequence is that at the 31-second mark, Logan smiles at him, and he goes ahead and leans into the gun, which really tells you all you need to know about Wolverine's mental state. So, pardon me. One thing that I remember a lot of people saying, myself included, when Logan came out, is that it was very much a adaptation. A very loose one, but it took themes from Old Man Logan. Kind of in the same way that Season 3 of Daredevil takes elements of Born Again. It takes elements from it, but it's not a direct adaptation of it. This feels like this is going to be a little closer, potentially, to the source material. And I'll get into that in a second. Going to the 34-second mark. Yeah, so if you notice there in that shot, you get the shot of the CN building, or the CN Tower, pardon me, that Canadian landmark. You have the old 20th Century Fox logo. You can see that going ahead and that debris there on your left-hand side. So the classic Wolverine look there at the 37-second mark, the yellow and blue, that's really reminiscent of the 2004 Astonishing X-Men run, with some with a few homages thrown in from 1975's giant-sized X-Men as well. Fun fact, that original Wolverine suit is actually in an issue of Incredible Hulk, which is sleeveless, which we get later on, which I as a nerd, I just love that. From the 42nd spot on, it feels like maybe Wayne's World's going to be pruned potentially by the TVA. That's what they're kind of inferring. But as he's talking to Logan about, you know, hey, my world is going to go ahead and disappear, I need your help, Wolverine goes, not my fucking problem. And Deadpool goes ahead and retorts, you know, is that what you said when your world went to shit? And this is probably the most interesting aspect of the trailer for me. It's the 47-second mark. You see Wolverine in civilian clothes drop down to his knees, and he's got all this, like, just darkness surrounding him. There's nothing canon-wise that I could think of as far as what this could represent. I was even thinking, you know, like, Genosha maybe, and no, nothing that I can, that I personally can pinpoint. If y'all know something I don't, please let me know in the comments. But I was sitting here racking my brain. I was like, that doesn't scream anything familiar. Now, with that said, the whole storyline of Logan letting down his entire world, that is the literal backstory of the Old Man Logan comic, where in the comic, Wolverine is tricked into killing all of the X-Men by an illusion created by Mysterio. I would love if we got a Jake Gyllenhaal cameo in here, a Jake Gyllenhaal variant, because I still think that Mysterio is not dead, and they should have, and if he is dead, they need to bring his ass back, because I thought Gyllenhaal was amazing as Quentin Beck. But yeah, I mean, I would love Mysterio cameo. I don't think we're getting it, but I'm very curious how they're going to go ahead and explain what Logan did, potentially. I'm assuming Cassandra Nova was the one who tricked him and messed with his mind, and that's how X-Men got killed. That's what I'm assuming, but we'll see, obviously. Potentially, though, this will go back to the Old Man Logan comic. The Red Skull ends up killing the Avengers in that. So there's a potential for maybe a Red Skull cameo. Of course, we know Red Skull is technically still around. Because, of course, he was the one guarding the... oh, God, which stone was it? The Soul Stone. He was protecting that. And then, of course, Hulk goes insane and becomes an incestual inbreeder. So that's how you get the Mad Max-esque world that we end up getting in the comics. There's a world where we get, you know... oh, my gosh, I cannot... there's a world where we get Maestro Hulk, which would be fucking awesome. I hope we get Maestro Hulk. Moving on, we hear Paradox say that this Wolverine has let down his entire world. And so then we go ahead and we get just a little taste, a little tidbit of the fight that we're going to get between Deadpool and Wolverine, which looks so fucking fun. Wolverine straight up stabbing Deadpool in the dick. I won't lie, I went ooh and immediately crossed my legs when I saw that, because oh my god, just even thinking about that pain, just oh god, even if you can regenerate, who gives a shit, that would still fucking hurt. So moving on through the trailer, just because again I don't want to think about getting stabbed in the dick, I love the 102 mark. Deadpool asking, do you want to talk about your pain, or do you want to wait until a third act flashback? And Logan just laughs and goes, haha, go fuck yourself. And I immediately was like, yay, he said the thing, because again, nerd. All right, so let's get into at the 1:15 mark. If you look in the background there, there are two Easter eggs here that I fucking love. So the first one, there it says Copperheads. So yeah, so there's technically two Copperheads in the Marvel comics. One is a mantle that a vigilante carries, and then the other one is a really, really derp villain. I'm gonna go ahead and assume it's probably the latter. So Copperhead, the civilian name, Davis Lawfers, I think, if memory serves. He's a third-tier Captain America villain, and he's a member of the snake-themed terrorist group that's called the Serpent Society, which, if you remember, was the teased title that they had given Captain America Winter Soldier during that MCU panel that they did when they announced more Phase 3, I believe it was at the time. So, yeah, lame character, and it is kind of funny, but they were able to make Bat-Rock interesting. That was a George St. Pierre's character. So, I mean, if they can make that work, then there's really no reason that they couldn't make Copperhead work, especially when you have as much leniency as you would, considering most people don't even know who the fuck he is. Most of you probably didn't know who the fuck he was until I just told you. So, that's a blank slate in that sense. So there's that cameo, there's that little Easter egg. And then at the, let me see, it's like the 120, it's like the 124 mark. So the guy who created Deadpool, Rob Liefeld, his art style for years, honestly, if not decades, I'd say decades, honestly, his art style has been criticized because he just draws feet in a very weird way, somewhere Quentin Tarantino shaking his fist, but he's always drawn feet really weird. And so seeing the store there where it says Liefeld's just feet, that that made me laugh really hard. That's a fun little dig. I really like that. And if you notice there at this point, the arms, the guns are showing. Sleeveless Wolverine makes me so happy in that costume. We then immediately cut to Deadpool going, "I am soaking wet right now," which I'm not gonna lie, as I was watching this trailer, I was like, same, totally get it. We get that awesome shot at the 135 mark of Wolverine's animanium claws. We get the zoom in, him hunched over, ready to strike. I'm so excited for this movie. That shot in particular is maybe my favorite in the trailer. I love this fucking shot. It's just, it's a very Wolverine look, and it's such a, oh my god, I'm so ready. So, okay, and then you notice at the 138 mark, that's where we see Deadpool starting to fuck the TVA up. So, a couple things there. My big theory, big swing time. Paradox, the villain, or potentially the villain, I'll get there in a second. But Paradox, in the comics at least, is a clone of Morbius, who was, of course, played by Owen Wilson in Loki. What they could potentially do is that Paradox is a variant of Morbius. I think that's the route they'll probably end up going, just for, you know, consistency as far as the MCU is concerned. But if you make Paradox a variant, what you could potentially do, and I think this is where Deadpool being recruited is very interesting, we know that Deadpool breaks the fourth wall. You know, he broke the fourth wall even in the first trailer, you know, where he goes, pegging is anything new for me, friend, but it's new for Disney, and looks right at the camera. I think what's going to happen is that Paradox wants to use Deadpool's ability to break the fourth wall to go ahead and reset everything in the TVA's own image, similar to what Kang wanted. That's what I think he's going to do. I think that's his overall plan. Plus, that would actually make sense of him going ahead and sending Deadpool to gather and talk to all these Wolverine variants so that he can go ahead and encompass everything that he wants. That would actually make a lot of sense because I don't think Cassandra Nova's the only villain in this. I mean, let's be real. Most of these MCU films, there's like a primary villain and then a secondary villain. I think he might end up being the shocking primary villain, and we might find out that him and Cassandra Nova have kind of been working together to go ahead and set these plans in motion. So that's my big swing. I just, having Paradox in there, it just seems like if you're going to have someone who in canon is so closely tied to Morbius, and Morbius being such a cool character, that you would have the opposite end of the spectrum represented by Paradox. So that's my, that I think that's where we're heading with that character. If you look at the 154 mark, where you're kind of getting that Mad Max-esque look, you see the car there with the flames. That looks just like the Red Skull's car that he was using in Captain America the First Avenger. If you notice there on the top of said car, you've got the Iron Man logo there too. So, I know a lot of people, myself included, thought maybe we get Tom Cruise variant, Iron Man variant in Multiverse of Madness. We didn't get it. Maybe we get it here? I don't know. Maybe? At the 151 mark, this is maybe, this shot's amazing. Couple reasons. So one, the fact that Giant Man, at least this version of Giant Man, was killed, Scott Lang was killed when he was Giant Man. So now his skull, when you press play, you'll see that the skull is actually underneath the mask. That's an amazing fucking shot. I love that fucking shot. The thing that's that's so cool. Even in the comic, in the Old Man Logan story, there is a skeleton in suit of Giant Man that's in the desert. So I love that callback, and it makes sense for the MCU. So in that shot, this is where I think this is the most brilliant shot in the trailer, because you are so distracted by the giant ass Giant Man that you're not looking at the ground floor, where there's several people that that are important. So if you look there, the woman on the right, that's Lady Deathstrike, clearly. You can tell by the claws, who, of course, was in X2. She was played originally by Kelly Hu. I hope it's her again, because that woman doesn't age, and my God, she's a goddess. So you've got her, and then it looks like that could be Callisto, potentially, who was in Last Stand. Toad, of course, who was in the first X-Men. Which I love. And then that might be Glob Herman, potentially. So there's there. And then you've got Azazel, because, you know, red and the tail. Like, you can see that in plain sight. So he of course, was an X-Men First Class. And then from there, it gets spotty. So the guy in the red and white striped shirt, that could be Colossus. And I know some people are like, well, Colossus doesn't have a beard. And look, there are several versions of him in the comics where he actually does have a beard. So that actually would make a lot of sense. That could be Kevin Nash, honestly. That could be the Russian. I can't tell. It looks like that's Pyro sitting on that car right there. That looks like Pyro there. And then I can't tell, but rumors are that we're getting Sabretooth in this as well. So that's really cool. That shot right there, that shot in particular hides a lot more than meets the eye. Going through the rest of the trailer, at the 156 mark, I love this so much because it's Dogpool. We're gonna get I'm sure, multiple Deadpool variants. Lady Deadpool, obviously, that's a definite. But getting Dogpool in this trailer made me very happy. I was like, oh, that's so cool. That's Wade Wilson from Earth 103173, from back in 2010. And he actually has the same powers as Deadpool does. And the way that the look on Wolverine's face at 156, the disdain he has for that dog, I really hope the dog cussed him out or something, because that look in particular is fucking amazing, and it makes me very happy. Moving through here, I thought I saw, I don't think there's anything else that really jumped out to me. I'm just going through the last couple of bits here. I do love that shot of Cassandra Nova just kind of owning Wolverine, like him trying to stab her, and she's like, nah, bitch, not today. Love that. But hearing Deadpool go, let's fucking go, and then it being mirrored by Wolverine, let's fucking go. Love that. And then if you look here, kind of the last big shot at the 212 mark, Deadpool and Wolverine, they're jumping into a Doctor Strange-esque portal as you see the purple smoke there. That goes ahead and represents, of course, Eliath, the good grief, from the Loki show. So here's the thing. It's probably going to be Wong right there, because, you know, Wong's making the rounds and popping up in She-Hulk and everything, and Shang-Chi. But the other thing is, because we do know the bangles, if you have a bangle, you are technically able to open portals up. Could be Miss Marvel, because they are going to make Miss Marvel an X-Men, allegedly. I mean, they've been hinting at it like a motherfucker. So that would make a lot of sense. It could be Shang-Chi too. Because he of course has a bangle as well. So, there's a lot there potentially. But I'm excited for this. The last thing they do is make a Frozen joke, which made me very happy, because I think Frozen is terrible. But yeah, y'all, this is out July 26th. I am so excited to watch this shit. Thank you so much for listening to the trailer breakdown. Was there anything I missed in the trailer? Please let me know in the comments. I would love to hear what y'all's theories are, and any wild swings, any big swings that you have. Follow me on Blue Sky at realpineapple.bsky.social. You can follow me on TikTok at jhunterrealpineapple. You can follow me on Letterboxd at Black Shazam. Subscribe to the Real Pineapple wherever you listen to podcasts: SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneUp, and Samsung Podcasts, to name a few. At the Real Pineapple, go ahead and subscribe to the show on YouTube. You can find me there at The Real Pineapple. That again is R-E-E-L Pineapple. And you can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheRealPineapple. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We're going to have reviews coming up here soon for Monkey Man. And this week we'll have reviews for Monkey Man, as well as Civil War. Not the Marvel one, the A24 movie. As well as Challengers, New Zendaya movie. I'm excited to check that out. And then I will be reviewing on Twitch, as well as I will have the audio up on here. I'll be reviewing AEW Dynasty, which just happened yesterday. Spoiler alert, it's a great freaking show. Real excited to get into that and talk about that with y'all. But everyone, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe. Take care of each other. Give someone a hug today. We all can need you some more hugs, you some more love. But never forget, as always, to keep it real.